America is back. Christian Dayhoff.
Thanks, Caroline. Just real quick, you mentioned the inflation executive order the president signed, but egg prices have skyrocketed since President Trump took office. So what specifically is he doing to lower those costs for Americans?
Really glad you brought this up, because there is a lot of reporting out there that is putting the onus on this White House for the increased cost of eggs. I would like to point out to each and every one of you that in 2024, when Joe Biden was in the Oval Office, or upstairs in the residence sleeping, I'm not so sure, egg prices increased 65% in this country. We also have seen the cost of everything, not just eggs. Bacon, groceries, gasoline have increased because of the inflationary policies of the last administration. As far as the egg shortage, what's also contributing to that is that the Biden administration and the Department of Agriculture directed the mass killing of more than 100 million chickens, which has led to a lack of chicken supply in this country, therefore a lack of egg supply, which is leading to the shortage. So I will leave you with this point. This is an example of why it's so incredibly important that the Senate moves swiftly to confirm all of President Trump's nominees, including his nominee for the United States Department of Agriculture, Brooke Rollins, who is already speaking with Kevin Hassett, who's leading the economic team here at the White House, on how we can address the egg shortage in this country. As for costs, I laid out the plethora of ways that President Trump has addressed saving costs for the American people over the past week. He looks forward to continuing to doing that in the days ahead.
Hey guys, Rich coming to you here with Weaving MAGA at weavingmaga.org. Well, so much for the art of the deal. So when I was in the MAGA community from 2015 to 22, I believe Trump was a very savvy, tough negotiator, someone who was going to be able to impose his will upon other companies, other nations. And now what we're seeing is, with these threats of tariffs, our allies are going to now turn to our rivals. And because of the president and the formidability of our economic opponents, we are going to be losing our negotiating leverage. It's what I'm calling the art of the fail. And I want to show you guys something that I write to the president every day on Twitter. And I ask him, Mr. President, when can I expect my total cost of living to decrease, as you promised would happen if elected? Now, I understand well from my time in MAGA that Trump is going to do very, very little, if anything, to actually fix the problems that he and the GOP claim the Biden-Harris administration caused. And I'm of the belief that many MAGA voters, deep, deep down, they are starting to have doubts. They know they should no longer be supporting Trump. They know that they have been lied to. And if they're not realizing it now, it's going to dawn upon them very, very soon. And it took me an entire year to realize this, admitting that I'd been influenced into believing a lot of the falsehoods, the economic utopia, the ability to be a savior and a messiah to fix all of these problems that our enemies, whether it was Democrats or anti-Trump Republicans, whether our enemies caused and did against us. And, you know, I don't have a problem with people feeling the consequences of their choices, especially given that the repercussions were very well known before the election. I do think that there is, I would caution against, for all of you out there, when some of that pain will start to be felt by those in the MAGA community, I would really caution against saying, I told you so. And the reason I would is, my particular concern is with MAGA Trump voters. And I think that once they start to question their support for Trump, it's going to be an opportunity for us to show them a way out, to show them an exit ramp, to introduce them to Leaving MAGA. I created our organization as a community for people who leave, for people who are uncertain about their support for Trump, and for friends and family of those who are still in the thrall of MAGA. So when we think about gas and eggs and insurance and the cost of housing, and if you remember baby formula all the way back, now the president is talking about tariffs on semiconductors. There are threats of tariffs against other countries whose goods we import and we consume every single day. Whatever happened to all of the alleged threats from communists and transgenders and drag shows. And let me tell you guys, there is something that I realized, that there is no deeper deep stater than the president. And there's no more of a crony capitalist than the president and his family. And I had no trouble with the president and his first administration financially benefiting from the presidency, because I saw him as someone who was doing the job for the right reason, someone who didn't actually need the job and wanted to be president to make the country a better place for all Americans. And yes, I was gravely mistaken about that. And there is no one who is for bigger government than is the president. And I think as those who are in the MAGA community, as this reality starts to set in, and some of the bootstraps mythology that the GOP has really long and fondly spoken of, it's going to be very, very sobering for those who supported the president, thinking that he would be someone who would fix all of these problems. But in reality, I think that for those who supported him, once they realize that this fixing of these problems was just another lie, you could just add it to the collection of lies. It's one of the reasons I left. Now, it took me an entire year to leave, because I had to come to this realization that it wasn't just the belief or two or a year or two of beliefs that I had that I was mistaken about. It was years that and years of beliefs that had accumulated. And so right now, as we watch the president threaten these tariffs, which are guaranteed, not theoretical, not hypothetical, they are guaranteed to raise the prices of those who supported him, and in particularly will harm and adversely affect those who are of lower income, middle class families, small business owners, of which I'm a proprietor of one. So these are the ones who are really going to feel it the worst. It's not going to be all the gazillionaires who are up on the dais with the president at the inauguration. Doesn't matter what the cost of goods are for those men and women, they can afford it. But for everyone else who used affordability as a reason to support Trump, I think there is clearly a lot of buyer's remorse that we've seen and that we're going to see. And in MAGA, when I was in that community, we always sought to wreak havoc and cause chaos. And one of the rules, the unofficial, unspoken rules of being in the MAGA community, is that you never, ever apologize, even if you're wrong. And that just ties into what we sought to do when we were in MAGA, is that we knew that the more chaos there was, we knew that the more havoc that there was, we knew that it was going to be easier right now if you look at the ability to spread lies. That's what it was that we did. So all of this anarchy that we've already seen that's beginning to harm many of the most devout MAGA voters, unfortunately, it is just getting started for them. It's getting started for a lot of us, but let's show them an opportunity to leave, they don't have to keep their support once they figure out that they were deceived into supporting the president. So for those of you out there who have friends and family in MAGA, this is a video that I want you to show them. I want you to introduce them to what it is that we're doing and let them know it's okay to change your mind. It's okay to acknowledge that you're mistaken. What's most important is that we make the correct decisions going forward. Hey guys, if you like this video, make sure you subscribe and drop a comment down below. Also, be sure to subscribe at Leaving MAGA's growing YouTube channel. As always, really appreciate you guys watching. Thanks so much.
Love this video? Make sure you stay up to date on the latest breaking news and all things Midas by signing up to the Midas Touch newsletter at MidasTouch.com/newsletter.